Audacity. It is that time when the country's people decide who will rule for the next 5 years. Will Gaston Browne and his Labour Party be given another term? Or one of the two opposition parties will be strong enough to push Labour out? This is the Wednesday Caribbean News Roundup, and I'm Ken Richards. As the three-way elections today in Antigua and Barbuda occupy the voting process and the voters at the various polling booths, Supervisor of Elections Dame Lorna Simon had earlier offered this advice.
We urge persons to locate their cards, keep them securely. You need it to vote. Join a line, know the correct constituency and polling district, the polling station. We will have information officers at the entrance to each polling center where there is more than one polling station. And so we urge persons, if they're unsure which queue to join, to check with the information clerk and go out and just exercise their franchise. And we encourage and urge everyone to do so, but be careful with your ID card.
All election day workers were reported by Tuesday to be sworn in ahead of Wednesday's general elections in Antigua and Barbuda. Observer Radio was looking ahead to the preparations. Here's observer Teresa Goodwin and followed by Gemma Handy.
The workers, along with the returning officers in the 16 constituencies and Barbuda, will be in place Wednesday to facilitate the voting process at each polling station. The spokesperson for the Electoral Commission, Elisa Graham, explains more.
All resources are being mobilized to ensure that we have a clean start of 6 a.m. tomorrow, and the close of polls will be at 6 p.m. For those persons who, for whatever reason, find themselves still in the line at 6 p.m., you will be given the opportunity to exercise your franchise. At 6 p.m., the police officer who is on duty at the respective polling stations will go at the end of the line, and persons, once they're in the line at 6 p.m., you will be given the opportunity to exercise your franchise.
A team of observers from fellow CARICOM countries will be amongst those scrutinizing the process. Observer Media's Gemma Handy met with them this morning and brings us this report.
Anticipation ahead of Wednesday's election is palpable, albeit in some communities more than others. That was the assessment from Josephine Tamai, chief of the CARICOM mission, who spoke with Observer early Tuesday morning. She is heading the team of seven observers from across CARICOM's member countries who arrived in Antigua on January the 11th. The group has been hard at work for the last few days, meeting with political party leaders, electoral officials, media and others. And their mandate is clear. They're here merely to watch, not to interfere. Different countries, of course, have different laws. On Wednesday, the team will be splitting up to head out into the various constituencies. Some of the things the observers will be looking at include how lines are queued outside polling stations. They will be checking that stations open promptly at 6 a.m. and that ballot boxes are empty when they do. They will also be checking that voters know how to correctly mark their ballot paper, that those who require priority access receive it, and crucially, that there are no signs of intimidation or obstruction.
Some of the government workers in Grenada are smiling and welcoming government action to ensure that they are finally about to receive better salaries. GBN News is reporting on that development.
President of the Public Workers Union, Brian Grimes, says that for the year 2023 so far, government has made some positive moves towards workers' needs. He pointed out that Minister for Education, David Andrew, has fulfilled government's promise in paying outstanding increments.
The Ministry of Education and the Minister of Education, Honorable is David Andrew, should be commended in relation to all the payments, the retroactive payments. They have started to honor that in terms of keeping their promise. Right, we understand the checks have been cut and it's just for them to just distribute periodically as stated. So the workers at TAMCC, they are very pleased with that. The fact that for years they were operating without, you know, increases, the retroactive and things of that nature have been paid, and the Ministry of Education and the Ministry of Finance, they are doing their due diligence to ensure that it's paid. So commendations to that. The union is extremely pleased about that.
Grimes also announced a salary increase for workers at the Grand Bacala Juvenile Center. The last increase noted was over 7 years ago.
Ministry of Social Development, also under the leadership of Honorable Philip Tellisford and Senator Gloria Thomas, commendations also in regard to what we would say a fortunate event at the Grand Bacala Juvenile Treatment Center. Within that time, we learned of several problems occurring there, one of which, a main problem, was the fact that their salaries have been stagnated for that lengthy period, and they had to be battling inflation with very, very small salaries. So we are pleased to announce that they have gotten retroactive payments, similar to what the public service has gotten from the period 2017 to present, right? And their salaries have also been increased. The workers there are elated. They are very, very happy.
The PWU president said that after numerous protest action, workers of the government pantry are also happy that their work environment is now safer and healthier with the refurbishing of their leaking roof.
The government in Kingston will be moving with haste and alacrity towards transforming Jamaica into a republic, says Prime Minister Andrew Holness. Addressing Tourism Minister Edmund Bartlett's 25th anniversary scholarship program at the Half Moon Hotel in St. James on January 14, Prime Minister Holness said that while the process is something he inherited, he never expected it to be a straight line. It is time that Jamaica become a republic. For us, the process is not simple, and we have known this from we started on this journey, and we are making sure that we check every box as we move deliberately in that regard. More from the Prime Minister.
Interest in the 60th year has generated much interest in our status as a nation. And those questions will be addressed shortly. But there's one thing that I'm reflective on, and that is, you know, the nation is as the nation does. And there are some people who want to speak prosperity into being, speak sovereignty and independence into being. My philosophy is that we must do these things into being. We must make them happen. They must not be empty symbolism. It must be genuine. It must be born of action, that what we say we are, it is what we are in our actions and in our achievements and what we have done. So I am building towards the aspiration. So when we say we are, any interrogation beyond the surface will say, yes, you are. It is so. And so I spend my time not arguing over these things. I spend my time doing. Because the greatest frustration is a dream not achieved.
Yeah, this is Ziggy Marley, and you're listening to World Music Views with J.R. Watkiss, Rasta. Yeah.
Maestro Marley.
Yeah, brother, what's happening?
Mr. Ziggy. All right. So, welcome to World Music Views, boss. How are you doing? How are you feeling? How's the times treating you?
Yeah, no, I'm good, man. I mean, we make the best out of the times, no matter what the times is, you know? We try to do the best.
Yeah. I see a lot of people always say them don't see Ziggy. Them don't see Ziggy in Jamaica. Them don't see Ziggy on the concerts, the reggae some fest. Why are you not in Jamaica as much, boss? And is this by design?
Well, I mean, Jamaica is a part of me, you know what I say? I'm not there physically, but Jamaica, who I am, is made up by me born and growing up, more life in Jamaica, basically. For me, me true to myself. Me not do things because anybody want me to do things or me supposed to do something. So if me feel like I come Jamaica, I'm come Jamaica. If me not feel like I come Jamaica, I might not come Jamaica.
And that's the Caribbean News Roundup. I'm Ken Richards.